It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, welcome to the Alberta Avenue Arena here with the Monster Pro Wrestling Tag Team Tournament. As always, I'm joined with the usual gang of suspects here. Wrestling Clarity's Andre C.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here, your favorite podcast host ever, so.
Yeah, I'll be editing that out hopefully soon. So.
Yeah, like that's what you said last time.
And also the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
I am here, and I'm glad to be here.
And, of course, Luke St. Van Nielsen.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
See? He came up with Sega Original. You
I
guys.
Did too.
Yeah, well.
But he hasn't.
Anyway. That was an awesome tag team tournament there. Well, right. Eight teams vying for one chance at the belt in the TLC match. That TLC match was absolutely off the hook. Right off the bat, we had the defending tag team champions, the Tattoo Terminators, taking on weapons of mass seduction. Now, let's face it, we see the weapons, we know what we're getting. Guys, yeah, comedy at its best. Guys, your thoughts on the match, Brian?
Oh, very good, entertaining match. I loved the Tattoo Terminators just destroyed them, but it was a great match to watch.
Honestly, I loved it. I love seeing that seduction just for the, because you know we're always gonna get some funny spots in their matches, and in them matching against the Terminators, you're gonna get to see these guys just get destroyed. So I loved it.
He added a couple of amusing spots on them. There's found something to be original there, and the Terminators had some fun with them for the first few minutes until finishing him off.
Yeah, it went on for a little bit there, but we all...
I only think it went like 7-8 minutes.
Yeah, it felt like it was a lot longer at times, but from there, with the Terminators getting the victory, they moved on in the tournament. Second match of the night was Onslaught taking on the heavy hitters, Bulldog McBain and the Irishman. Now, this one was a little more highly contested here. Onslaught has really come up of late as a team, but they just weren't able to get it together, even with their new manager. I believe it's Sinestro.
No,
I believe that was copyrighted and deleted, actually. So, Nino, I do not believe, got the memo here. But
so that guy, that sure as hell ain't Father James Mitchell. I'll tell you that right now.
That's my point. But the heavy hitters did get the victory. Andre, your thoughts on the match?
I enjoyed the match overall. I'm becoming a big fan of the heavy hitters. But at Onslaught, man. That Braden Lewis, I think he's just getting a little too cocky as of late because he thinks he's the best ever, and he got pinned tonight. So
what do you expect when you pull out the double J strut twice? Like, seriously.
Yeah, he's just a cocky bastard. That's all he is.
And Luke?
I would have to go along with what was said there. I was kind of surprised that Bulldog and Irishman pulled out the victory there. Sorry to set a little bit of. Typically, I expect the established the more established tag team to pull out the wins in these types of situations there. It's a bit of a pleasant surprise to see that victory pulled off.
And Brian?
Oh, very good match. I enjoyed it. Heavy hitters are a fine tag team. Onslaught put up a good fight, but they just weren't quite good enough on this night. So they got the loss, and the heavy hitters advanced, so which was awesome.
All right, and from there, we went to our third match of the night, where we had the Empire with Chris Parrish and Maniac, my favorite wrestler in the damn world.
No. I mean, Brian's favorite wrestler in the world.
Okay, his is real minus sarcasm, so whatever. Taking on Team High Stakes, which is J.J. Spades and Cody Youngblood. The youngsters really put up a big fight here, but in the end, the veteran savvy of the Empire, especially of Chris Parrish, took advantage, and they got the victory. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, very, very entertaining match. Two great tag teams going at it. I thought it was going to go back and forth. I didn't know who was going to win, but the outcome was the Empire won. But the High Stakes, they're a good tag team. And this new kid, Cody Blade, he's pretty good to watch. Very impressed.
And Luke?
Yeah, that was a good debut put up by Cody Blade, him and JJ. I'm looking forward to seeing more of their matches in the future. But the Empire is just been more of a tag team there for quite a bit, and it showed tonight there, and they deserve to advance in this tournament tonight.
Andre, I was actually quite impressed by Cody Youngblood.
Sorry, I didn't know.
I'm being a dick, but I was actually impressed with this kid. It's one of the first. I know I missed him last month because we were at another show, but. And that was, I think, his debut here in Monster Pro. But honestly, I got to see him this month, and man, that kid can go. I guess he was trained out east, and man, he has a good steady base under, man. That kid can fly. He can mat wrestle like you wouldn't believe. If you haven't seen this kid, ladies and gentlemen, come out. Cody Young was awesome. His tag team partner is amazing. But in the end, Parrish and Maniac, they're just that good, man. I guess I hate Maniac, but I love Chris Parrish. So yeah, so.
All right, we just had a couple stranglings going on here, so we just had to take a look.
A strangler, man.
Now Luke's doing one, too. Anyway, people are getting wild over here. I guess Andre's getting super popular. I don't know what the hell they're seeing him.
I just went and said bye to Ronnie.
So you got the Empire advancing on into the second round, and then the final match of the first round was Kato and the Honey Badger, Johnny Devine, taking on Diablo and Diablo?
Yes. Simon.
Yeah.
Simon.
They look somewhat similar, but it looked like vintage Diablo. Like if you go into a video game and change the outfit of a wrestler, like to an alternate outfit, that might be what it looked like. But
well, I can explain this. So if you look at some like characters now, like get Randy Orton, or you got some like Dean Ambrose, so came out in 2016, right? It's with this gear, he's wearing the wife beater and jeans. But if they had an alternate outfit for him, it would be his old outfit, which is the Shield gear. So there you go. That's pretty much what it was. It's just his old gear.
Yeah. Either way, they got their tails handed to him literally, and they got fed a few asses too during that match as well. So one of the spots of the night. Trying to find the referee for that match, get a comment on that. Maybe I'll see if I can hook it up at the end of the show here. But, guys, your thoughts on the match with Kato and Johnny Devine getting over here?
Oh, I thought it was a great match. A lot of comedy spots in it. Entertaining. Had a blast watching it. The best part was when Diablo got his legs caught between the referee. Then the other Diablo got his legs caught between the other Diablo, and then Johnny kicked him. So it was great.
Sort of a rectal centipede there.
I honestly, I'm a big fan of that match. Also because Johnny Devine, he's a kind of wrestler. He can be that serious wrestler who's out for blood, as we would see later on. And he's that kind of guy, but he can also play that comedic, fun-loving wrestler too. I just like how he has that ability to do both. And that match overall, Kato looked amazing. So did Johnny. And they just made the other two look like fools. So.
Yeah. Well, all I can say about that one is the one Diablo there is going to... He's certainly going to be sleeping with an ice pack on his chest there for the next couple days.
Oh, without a doubt here. So. But with that, we went to intermission, and then we came back with the semifinals. Well, we thought were semifinals, plural. The first one was the Empire, Maniac, and Chris Parrish taking on Johnny Devine and Kato. Now, this one, basically, everybody just lost control. There were so many over-the-top spots there that the referee finally had to call for a double countout, double disqualification, and eliminate both teams from the tournament. Guys, like, that match definitely was a next step up for Johnny Devine in terms of he had a nice match in the first one playing around, like you said, Andre. But this one, he would definitely was out for blood from the opening bell. Andre, your thoughts?
Honestly, this is that match, top to bottom, man. There's so much going on, especially when it broke down at the end. And all four men were outside. The rest starts counting, but two were on one side of the building, two were on the other. Everybody's just beating on each other. Honestly, look, it was just phenomenal overall match, and I can't wait for next month because we're getting a three-way dance of Kato versus Maniac versus Chris Parrish. I'm so looking forward to that.
Can't clean no absolutely. Shit up over there, bitch.
Well, Massa's got a loud voice, but we'll deal with that another time here. Luke, your thoughts?
Well, it was. This is one of those matches where it spilled out all over the building. There, you went to. you need to have two heads there at the end there to keep a portfolio of what was going on there. But, like all four participants would say, I don't care.
I just wanted to say, probably a tough time for that cameraman trying to catch all that action. So I hope he got it all.
Oh God, it was a nightmare. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
This match was like a barn burner. It was back and forth. It was all over the building. It was great. Like, it was just insane to see, and I enjoyed watching it. These four guys, they do not like each other, and it's great to see them fight and kick ass. I can't wait to see them go at it again.
Yeah, and they the rivalry will definitely be on next month and even going on to Riptribution in November here. I can't see it stopping until then. But with that, since both teams were disqualified, the other semifinal became the main event and the final, which had the heavy hitters taking on the Tattoo Terminators for the tag titles. Now, guys, there were so many spots in this match. I don't know where to start. And I don't know where to finish here. Andre, what are your thoughts?
Absolute car wreck brutality. That match, I love it. Right now it's sitting up. What was number one was the eliminator match for me, the number one MPW match of the year. That's now number two. That TLC match blew my mind. The spots some of those guys were doing, insane. The amount of times guys went through tables. That massive flying off a ladder over the post, over into the ring, to put Bulldog through a table. Absolutely amazing.
Sorry, I'm just watching Brayden Lewis try to make himself look like a Dudley here.
Brayden Lewis succeed at putting a broken table
away. Yeah.
Looks like he's struggling.
Brayden Lewis succeeding. I didn't see much of that tonight, but that's beside the point at this point here. Yes, the strut looked great. Sorry, but Luke, your thoughts on the match?
Well, I would have to say that Home Depot is going to be making a great profit from this match tonight. All joking aside, there wasn't no joking in this match tonight. This is most certainly going to be the. The number one match in MPW up to this point, and there could possibly be a number match that would exceed what we just witnessed tonight, then it would be something that I'd like to see.
This match, as the great Ed Whalen would say, was a ring a ding dong dandy, barn burner all over the place, a lot of action, great match. If you love TLCs, this was one that you had to come and see. If you weren't here, you missed a hell of a great match. I mean, the crowd was on their feet from the start to the beginning. It was just great.
To the end, right?
Start to the beginning. What?
Well, from the match.
From the start to the beginning.
Oh, okay. To the end. Sorry. That was great. Sorry. A lot of excitement in it.
Well, for me, there were two spots that highlighted the whole show for me. One was the TKO by the Irishman onto the table, basically put Jack Hammer, I think he could have put him through the ring with the kind of ferocity he did that TKO on. And the second one was the final move to finish it off. The senton splash by Massive Damage off the ladder outside the ring.
Yes.
With the assistance of Jack Hammer standing on a table on the second rope. The fact that I have to spend 30 seconds describing the entire move tells you how good that move was. You guys would concur?
Yes.
Like I said, and that was insane, one of my favorite spots of the night.
It's certainly one of those things that no amount of description there you got to see it to believe it. There, you can't it can't be described to.
Exactly. I mean, if you guys, like I said, weren't here, you missed a hell of a great match. A lot of great spots in it. I mean, it was great to see. It was all over the ring and that. Tables, ladders, chairs. Great, great match.
Now, speaking of seeing it, thanks for the segue there, Luke. Just a reminder, folks, our sponsor, Pivot Share, monsterprowrestling.pivotshare.com, will have a copy of this video up once editing and processing gets done. It's going to probably be about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks here. Just covering, sorry, just had random people running by here. It will have that. Plus, we're going to start having a lot more hardcore matches leading up to Retribution, which is coming up in November. So stay tuned for that. And for any highlights on that, take a look at the Edmonton SPN Podbean page, edmontonspn.podbean.com. But now to our new segment of the show here, our good, bad, and ugly. Who wants to go first on this one, guys?
I've got a couple. My good, that's sent on. The ugly, or the bad maniac. The ugly, those chair shots. Don't chop me just because you're in love with Maniac. I hate the guy. But freaking those chair shots were just ugly as hell.
Yes.
They're like in that main event, they were just, oh, then you know, it hurt me just to see them take those chair shots. So that's my good, bad, and ugly for the night.
Yeah, my good would be Johnny Devine's acknowledgement of Roddy Piper. That would
absolutely
yes.
This is the way. The bad
Maniac.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just go with the Maniac. That I can't really think of anything bad. Like I'm on my all by my lonesome. But oh geez, I don't even know where to start with ugly and ugly. I mean ugly as that's in a good thing there. But I would say the ugly. My original ugly there would be those nasty chops there that Diablo had to take courtesy of Johnny Devine.
Oh yeah, definitely, absolutely,
oh, yeah.
And. For the record, guys, I do as much as, you know, he's pond-sucking scum and I can't stand him breathing either. We do have to get his name right. It is Maniac, okay?
No, it's Maniac.
All right, Brian, you're good, bad, and ugly?
Well, my good, like I said, is a TLC match. That the whole thing was great. I cannot complain about that. My ugly, though, was, like they said, or the ugly or the bad together, the chair shots by Maniac. And also, I love the comedy spots, too, with Diablo, or not Diablo, Worlds of Mass Distress Seduction. They're hilarious, but that was, I don't know, it's great.
My good is the fact that they are going to be carrying on the Johnny Devine, Maniac, Chris Parrish, Kato feud for a while here.
Yes.
And I'm really looking forward to that. My bad, well...
Maniac.
That's by default, but yeah. But overall, I would consider my bad would be more to the effect of just some of those spots. You can see how much they hurt when they got through there.
Yes.
Like I know that right at the beginning of the match, Massive took a drop kick out to the outside and didn't realize there was a ladder down there.
Oh.
That has to hurt. You guys didn't see it because it was on the opposite side. It was on hard camera side. But then, my ugly was that damn outfit that didn't fit on the other Diablo. Like, it looks so baggy and ugly. Like,
well, the thing is that Diablo seemed a little smaller. It seemed like than the original Diablo,
and a little more flexible. So
yeah, that kicked it. The Diablo got the leg all the way up in the to the other person's head, which was I was quite surprised at that flexibility in a Diablo.
I'm going to have to sit down and talk to Diablo one of these days and see about getting that flexibility to get that kick up like the other Diablo did tonight. So, but I'm going to have one other honorable mention. I'm going to put this as a great. And it unfortunately, it's not going to make the video coming up. As we just see Diablo attempt to try to do the kick, it almost crack his head open. moments. Unfortunately, this is not going to make the Pivot Share show because, unfortunately, there was a power bump in the camera exactly during the promo. But Johnny Devine's promo talking about Roddy Piper, he was a great man in the industry, and I'm glad that somebody took the time to acknowledge him during the show here. So, guys, any other thoughts about the show tonight?
Not just overall great show, and like Johnny said, man, props to one of the best legends in the world. Roddy Piper, man, he will be missed.
Yeah, for sure. Roddy Piper is a guy who will certainly be missed. One of the guys who could connect with the crowd as both face and heel. Nah, there'll never be another guy like him.
Well, like they said, too bad Roddy Piper passed away. He was a great wrestler to watch, a Hall of Famer, legend, and overall, great show. Just like I said, keep coming and watching and supporting our local wrestling.
And then just a quick note on the network, folks. This week, we are going to have a Wrestling Clarity episode with Andre C.
I will be going through Roddy Piper's career. It's going to be a big part of the show. I will be going over this show a little bit and previewing some upcoming stuff, but Roddy Piper is going to be a big portion of the show this week.
Absolutely. Like, we're no experts in the field, but we definitely want to pay tribute to a legend such as Roddy Piper. I know that I'm going to have a little engineered part to it as well, because I know that Andre wants a big part of it, but I'm going to throw in my little two cents too on there as well. Our next quick calls that are going to be coming up right now looks like it's going to be possibly the 20th of August when RCW is hosted down in Springbrook and just outside of Red Deer.
There may be a special quick calls from Saskatchewan next weekend. May. I'm not guaranteeing this, but there may.
I'm only saying that this one will be first because if you're trying to do a show in Saskatchewan, sending it to me, don't they have to use carrier pigeon first, so it'll take longer to get here than that?
They have Wi-Fi just like we do. Don't be saying that shit. Saskatchewan's just as good as us.
All right, folks. Well, with that, I got to wrap this up because I got to go find some banjo music to help out our Saskatchewan friends. So I want to get... Yeah, 0-6, fire your coach. Yeah, it's great right now. But with that, I want to thank my special guest for this episode, The Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Luke St. Van Nielsen.
Bon voyage.
And I don't know what to call him here. It's my compatriot, my other member of the podcast here, the second best podcaster in town here, Andre C.
The best podcaster on this network, but that's my opinion. And ladies and gentlemen, please support indie wrestling wherever you are.
And this is Mike the Ref, the true blue number one podcaster. Yeah, okay. Anyway, this is one of the top podcasts in Edmonton. And don't forget it, folks. Indie wrestling, support it wherever you can. And please remember, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Alberta Avenue Arena with Monster Pro Wrestling Tag Team Tournament on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.